I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to Sports Talk. Bobby Deuce and Christian here. QB to QB brought to you by Go Auto Insurance Company. Save money, drive safely, and the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center. We welcome in now Saints quarterback Drew Brees, at Drew Brees on Twitter. Drew, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Good. Drew, obviously, you know, I guess you're pretty confident what to expect from a Greg Williams defense. What's the hallmark of a Greg Williams defense?
Listen, they always play aggressive. You know, Greg has a very multiple scheme. You know, there's a lot of things he can do, you know, depending on how the game's going. So you really have to be prepared for everything. It's highly aggressive. The guys play hard, and, you just got to be ready for anything.
Now, Drew, boy, could you, I guess when you went to bed Saturday night, I guess you couldn't have dreamt of a better start of a pedal to the metal. When you look at the start of the game against Tampa Bay, it was like bam, bam, bam. All of a sudden, we're up 7-0. You had to be pretty confident the way that game started, and obviously didn't end that way. But it seems like y'all are well prepared and ready to roll come that first series.
Yeah, listen, we felt like we had a good game plan. We wanted to establish the tempo early. To take the ball and whatever it was, I think 5 or 6 plays and go down the field and score.
Yeah,
you know,
6 plays, 71 yards. Yep.
Yeah, that's a good way to start it off.
Now, Drew, when you look at also, obviously you want team wins, but when you're going to look back on an opening day, it seems like you've had the utmost success when you look at opening day as far as throwing touchdown passes. And I thought that was interesting that when you hit Ted Ginn Jr. on that 28-yard touchdown, gives you the most touchdown passes in season-opening games in NFL history with 35, and Peyton Manning had 34. So, I know you're going to be humble, but I thought that's a great accomplishment. That just shows me that you're ready to play year in and year out when you talk about opening day and getting it done.
Well, you know, I didn't know they were keeping track of that stat, to be honest with you. You start the season, you want to start fast. You obviously want to be sharp. You want to be productive. You want to score points, regardless of whether we're throwing it in or running it in. As long as we're scoring points and playing a winning brand of football, then that's what we're aiming for.
Drew, how you doing, man?
Good.
This is Deuce.
What's
Drew,
up,
got two questions. Got two questions for you, and I noticed that you did it twice. There were two throws, kind of turkey hole throws. You had the cornerback cheating on the deep out or the out route for the inside receiver. How often do you practice that throw? And then the other part, the other piece of it, when you talk about just timing with your receivers, what are you looking for, or what are you trying to accomplish when you talk about just rhythm and timing with the receiver?
Well, so the type of throw you're talking about specifically, yes, that is something that we work on, just because sometimes our defense tries to jump that on us too during training camp. So I feel like we get some work at it. But, no, I mean, that's something that, you want to keep the defense honest. And so, when guys – you talk about trust, timing, anticipation, all those things. We talk so much about guys being in the right place at the right time, with the right type of spacing, and you're taking the right split, and you're taking the right release. And, when you do all those things and you end up in the right places, then that paints a great picture for the quarterback, and it puts guys in positions where, no matter what the defense, they can't cover them all, And so, there's so many things that go into a successful play and a successful pass play. It's about the protection. It's about, the timing of the route and the receiver getting separation, and then obviously the ball being thrown on time and all those things. But, man, the more in tune and the more attention to detail that you can have with all those things, you know, the more productive you're going to be.
Drew Brees, at Drew Brees here on Twitter on QB to QB on Saints Radio. And, Drew, how'd you like lining up at wide receiver on that first possession?
You know, somebody asked me about that today, and they said, have you ever done that before? And I really have to think about it. I think that is the first in an NFL game. I don't think I ever did it in San Diego. I don't think I've ever done it here. So I guess there's a first time for everything. And we got a touchdown on the play, too, which is even better.
Do you want to see more of that, Drew?
So wait, Drew, do you think you have enough moves where
– he had terrible get-off.
You can run that slant route or at least get inside position where if Taysom Hill was screaming in there, you're going to catch a touchdown or what?
Well, listen, all I know is that somebody came out to cover me, which means that's one less person who's in there trying to make a tackle, right? So I did my job. Now, had somebody not covered me, I told Taysom, I said, Taysom, they don't cover down on me. You rip that thing out there, man. I'll get you a touchdown pass.
Right. Drew, I noticed that you were like 4 and 5 yards off the line of scrimmage, so nobody could jam you. I'm sure that you were instructed to do that, right?
Get out the way. Oh.
Yeah, so nobody could take a cheap shot at you.
No, it's. I didn't want there to be any like discrepancy as to who was on the ball, who was off the ball, right? whoever the receiver was, they were on the ball, so I was making sure the official knew I was off the ball.
I got you.
Now, Drew, it seems like throughout your career, it's been 8, 9, 10, and at times even 11 different receivers. Was this kind of a game plan or just how the game unfolded? When you look at number of targets, that Michael Thomas had 17 and Alvin Kamara had 12, both very productive when you consider Thomas having 180 yards, Alvin Kamara 112. And I know you always spread the ball around, but I kind of noticed, I don't know if I've seen that in a while. I'm watching, I don't know, kickoff the NFL season, Julio Jones, all of a sudden when he gets like 20 touches, 20 targets, and then he had Michael Thomas with 17. Is that just taking advantage of the defense, or was that kind of a game plan that, hey, I'm going to get it in Michael Thomas or Alvin Kamara's hands beyond double digits?
You know, I don't think that was necessarily the plan. Yeah, you know, obviously that's a lot of touches in the pass game. I think that's just kind of the way that it played out. That's the way that they played us. It didn't feel that way necessarily until, you know, you looked at the stats after the game. Because like you said, Bobby, you know, we're always in a position where, man, we can spread it around. And, you know, if a team decides they're going to want to take somebody away, hey, that's fine. You know, we got plenty of other places to go, you know. We're going to find the open guy and try to find the matchup. But, you know, it just happened to be one of those days where there was a lot of opportunities for both those guys.
And, Drew, now this may be not off topic, but I guess not necessarily dealing with the Saints, but I know you appreciate football greatness. And I know it was on the flip side, but Ryan Fitzpatrick as a 35-year-old, man, I was just proud of what he did because I guess I'm getting old or whatever. But when I seen the 35-year-old Ryan Fitzpatrick and the kind of game he played, I mean, it just goes to show you that age is irrelevant as far as if you can get it done and what are the coaches asking you to do. Because, I mean, Jameis Winston could have played better than Ryan Fitzpatrick, what he achieved.
Yeah, he couldn't have played any better, you know. I mean,
right.
He made a bunch of great throws, especially ones down the field on third down, you know, a bunch of big plays, scrambled. At times, you know, obviously the one at the very end to seal the win. You know, it was a really gutsy performance on his part. You know, unfortunately, it just happened to be on the other side of the ball from us.
Now, Drew, when you look at the film of the Browns, obviously Myles Garrett, he's lived up to expectations since he came into the league. Joe Schobert, here's a linebacker that highly active, always around the ball, but I was kind of impressed as far as, you know, when you get drafted, the expectations, Denzel Ward, a couple of picks, 3 pass defenders. What have you seen as far as the individual play? We talked about Greg Williams and the scheme, what he's going to do, but Just talk about maybe individual players that you saw in film really excelled with the Browns defensively.
Yeah, well, you know, you look at differences from last year to this year, they pretty much have an entirely revamped secondary. You know, they went out and made some trades, free agency, drafted Denzel Ward. So they made some moves there to acquire a lot of talent, you know, some really good players on the back end. And I think that showed, you know, they got 4 interceptions last week, you know, and 6 turnovers total, you know, which is pretty impressive. I think their linebacker core is really, really good. I think their front four are very active as well, obviously. You know, Myles Garrett, you know, you turn on the tape and you notice him right away. You know, big, athletic, strong, powerful, and just, you know, making a bunch of plays. He kind of changed the game, you know, against Pittsburgh last week with a sack fumble in the fourth quarter. So,
right.
Definitely a defense you got to have a plan for, and you got to be ready for anything. Got to have a plan for Myles Garrett. You know, got to have a plan for all their pressure packages. So, still got a lot of work ahead of us to get ready for these guys.
Drew Brees, Saints quarterback here on QB to QB. Thanks a bunch for the time. Good luck on Sunday against the Browns, all right?
No problem, guys. Thank you.
All right, Drew. Thanks.
Right,
thanks, Drew.
QB to QB brought to you by Go Auto Insurance Company. Save money, drive safely, and the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.